Hi, this is the Judaism From Within podcast. My name is Simi Lerner. This is the podcast where we go through the works and the ideas of Rosh Hashanah Rafal Hirsch. We are now going through our journey of Chorev. In the last episode, we discussed the idea of celebration, part one of the celebration, and we called it making space. And just to say that idea again, what is the celebration of Shabbos? Is you're trying to gain, you're trying to walk away with something. The first thing you must do is make space. You must first be in a state of being that allows you to be impacted. That's true with everything in life, but specifically when it comes to an area you want to grow. Take, for example, a relationship that you're in with someone. It can either be a marriage or a general friendship. To gain from the relationship, when I say gain, I don't mean money or material gain. I mean becoming a better person can only take place through the context of the relationship if you make space for that possibility. It's like when two people are having a conversation and all they have in their mind is what I want to say next. You don't gain from that. You don't grow through the interaction. You might get your point across, but you're not changing. The same when it comes with Shabbos. There we spoke about making space and the ideas and the halachic principles that come into play to open us to change. Now we're going to talk about what fills that space. And for Rav Hirsch, there are really three ideas. Three ideas that change us through the experience of Shabbos and Yom Tov, that which we call the celebration of the day. So to begin with the physical, then we'll go to the mental, and then lastly, we'll go to this state of mind that's supposed to be cultivated through Shabbos and Yom Tov. With Shabbos, it's a peace of mind that comes along with the celebration of Shabbos. And with Yom Tov, it's what we call Simchas Yom Tov, the joy of Yom Tov. So to begin with the physical. And the beauty about this is it really impresses upon us key principles of the Jewish goal, the Jewish mission. What do we do on Shabbos? Positively. We spoke about the making space. We spoke about all these ideas that we eat. We enjoy ourselves. We take part in that which is the closest to the animal kingdom. We enjoy our food. Now, this is a key idea. And it has to come before, for Rav Hirsch, talking about your mental and spiritual development, that you have to recognize that your experience of being in this world as a human being, not as an angel, and your relationship with Hashem. Remember, the context isn't eating. The context is Shabbos. You've made space. You're clearly in the mode of the spirit. This is when the physical has to have its say. Because this is a key idea for a Jew, that your experience in this world is part of your task, is part of your life. It's not the, we're in Shabbos, now begin to meditate. No, now we enjoy ourselves to show that every expression in this world is part of your task. That which you would think is so foreign. No, it's Shabbos. Why were you eating? No, this is the time you eat. This is the time you embrace the physical part of the world as part of your task in the world. So after Shabbos, once again, we're cultivating you into a certain type of person that when you exit Shabbos, the physical expressions that we find in this world, that we enjoy, that we don't, they're all part of our task. There's no bifurcated vision. Shabbos is already, you're entering with the, spiritual disposition. This is when we enjoy ourselves. This is when we eat. To marry those two worlds, the physical and the spiritual, that's why the eating comes first in Rav Hirsch's description. You have to recognize that this is part of your task, the same way living your life as a Jew in every aspect of your life is part of your task as a Jew. You enjoy yourselves. It's a mitzvah to have a good meal. You have the two loaves of bread. Once again, the beauty of the two loaves of bread is it really marries these two principles. You eat, you enjoy, but it is a reminder of God's love. It is a reminder of God giving that double portion in the desert. So you have these ideas constantly playing off each other. You've made space. You're in the spiritual disposition, let's call it. You then enjoy. But the enjoyment of Shabbos is sort of married to the spirit. But the importance of the enjoyment is that not to distance ourselves from talking about it being in it, like in Rav Hirsch uses, that which makes us closest to the animals. They eat. We eat. But that is what we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, to remind us of our task. So that's eating. That's the physical. The mental and the spiritual comes more naturally. This is the time we're supposed to cultivate and reflect on our goal and our purpose, which means we learn Torah. We study Jewish ideas. We have discussions within the context of Torah and development. We're trying to grow spiritually. We're trying to reflect on our task. We're trying to make Shabbos be a battery for the rest of the week. How your week is was how your Shabbos was. Shabbos is supposed to be that which prepares you. What do you reflect on when it comes to Shabbos? What do you reflect on when it comes to the festivals? Well, we went through the festivals and we went through Shabbos just to take a couple of the ideas. When it comes to Shabbos, you're withholding from Melacha. It's stimulating you to think in a certain direction. You think of creation. You think of God. You think of purpose. What you do on the festival stimulates a certain perception, a certain way of looking at the world. And then you're supposed to indulge in it. As I said, Shabbos, you're withholding from Melacha. Yom Tov, you're eating matzah. What is matzah doing for you? On Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos, you're not doing anything in terms of a tangible symbol, but that also should draw to mind that this is the time to cultivate the spirit. Pesach, it's the Exodus, the Seder night, the creation of us as a people. Sukkot, us dwelling in a sukkah to remind us of that connection, love, and that relationship God had with our ancestors in the desert, and that is supposed to take us through the year. Each festival is stimulating you to reflect on a certain idea, which should change you. You've made space. You've connected this world and the next world. You've connected the physical and the spiritual. Now you cultivate the spirit. You cultivate the spirit and embed these principles into your very being. And then lastly, the last idea is the peace of mind and the joy that comes with Shabbos and Yom Tov. When it comes to Shabbos, we're supposed to achieve a certain transcendence, meaning we're supposed to be able to look at ourselves apart. The difficulties that we experience during the week, the joys that we experience during the week, are focused on the concept of task. We're here with a purpose, and the good and the bad are an expression of this task that we experience in the world, and that brings a solitude. It's almost stoic. That gives a peace of mind that fights away depression and anxiety because there's a purpose to the experiences, both the good and the bad. Shabbos is a time where we reflect on our purpose and our task, the idea of creation, which has task embedded in it, purpose embedded in it. The idea that the Torah was written before the universe, which Hirsch develops as an idea that purpose is baked into existence. That is what Shabbos should do. When a person recognizes they have a purpose, they have a goal, peace of mind flows in, because the difficulties are justified and the joys are appreciated in the context of purpose and task. Rav Hirsch looks at that as being cultivated on Shabbos, a peace of mind. The joy of Yom Tov, what does that mean? It is the joy that allows you to connect to the rest of Klal Yisrael, because you look at yourself as being in a community. A community in the presence of Hashem. What was the festivals giving to us? The creation of us as a people, Sukkot, the protection and the sustaining of us as a people. Then we went on to the spiritual cultivation of Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres. This is God's personal hand in our lives. This gives us joy. We have the task and we have the joy that comes along living in the presence of God. But it allows you to reach out to others. It allows you to reach out to Klal Yisrael because the presence of God in your life is intimately connected to you as a people. This is why on Shabbos and Yom Tov, specifically on Yom Tov, you expand to the poor, you expand to the widow, the orphan, the idea that you're supposed to be expansive and draw people in on Yom Tov. Your Yom Tov table should have people at it. The joy you should experience through that allows you to connect to other people and other members of your community. So, just to recap, we spoke about making space. Celebration of Yom Tov and Shabbos is to make space for what they're trying to do. Celebration allows it to be accomplished. We spoke about the space being made, and now we spoke about what goes into that space. The physical, the connection between this world, the world we live in, and our spiritual task. Shabbos is coming in. You're already in that spiritual disposition, and this is where we eat, to connect it to this world, to connect it to every aspect of our terrestrial life, as being part of our relationship with God. Then we speak about the mental, the spiritual cultivation. Each day is tending towards something. Shabbos, purpose. Sukkot, cultivation and protection and connection to God. Pesach, the inception of us as a people. These ideas are stimulated and we're supposed to indulge in these principles and grow through the experience. And Rav Hirsch ends off with a certain state of mind each one is supposed to cultivate. Shabbos, when a person has their task and their goal at the forefront of their mind, anxiety, depression and worry can ebb away, because the difficulties and the joys in life have purpose in the context of task. And lastly, the joy of Yom Tov, being in the presence of God, that personal connection to God, but in the context of the community, which is why in Yom Tov, that joy is supposed to expand to other people. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week and a wonderful Shabbos.